Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for joining us for a quick overview of the Visual Studio 2010 Build Customization Guidance, developed by the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. My name is Willie Peter Sharp. In terms of today's objectives, we would like to ensure that you understand what the guidance is all about, how to get started with the guidance, and to show you a quick demonstration of the infrastructure. There are no real prerequisites for this session, other than being familiar with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. For those that do not know us that well, we have operated within the Microsoft Developer Division to promote collaboration between the product groups, Microsoft services, and the Microsoft Most Valuable Professionals, the MVPs, since 2006. The mission of the Rangers team is to accelerate the adoption of Visual Studio with out-of-band solutions for missing features and guidance by removing adoption blockers. This Visual Studio ALM Ranger project has a primary goal of delivering scenario-based and hands-on lab guidance for the customization and deployment of Team Foundation Build 2010. The deliverables include a guidance document, a number of hands-on labs, a few visual quick reference posters, and a build, release, deploy, build process reference template, also known as BRD Lite. The guidance is based on a number of core epics, which include guidance and tooling to understand, simplify, and use the Team Foundation Build 2010 customizations, build process templates, deployment, and to reuse and or develop custom activities. The recommended way to get started is to visit the CodePlex project, to read the guidance document and the quick reference posters, and then to focus on key topics by working through the associated hands-on labs. If you have questions or ideas, then please use the discussions forum on the CodePlex project to initiate a discussion thread. The Issues tab is great to report issues or to raise possible future features and get the community to vote. You can find the Rangers on MSDN by using the simple tiny URL ALM Rangers. On this landing page, you will find our annual award winners, champions, featured articles, and additional resources. If we select the Rangers Solution and Projects link, we are taken to the latest list of published Rangers solutions, categorized for Visual Studio 2005, 2008, and 2010. Selecting one of these solutions will take us to the appropriate site, which is typically hosted on CodePlex. Another option is to visit the CodePlex homepage and searching for Rangers. With this option, we will find all Rangers solutions hosted on CodePlex. If we visit the Build Customization Guide CodePlex homepage, we will find an overview of the solution and other invaluable information, such as what is in the downloads, what is planned for the future, external references, and the team members. Switching to the Downloads tab, we will find the released downloads. In this case, we are looking at the Guidance 1.0 download. The default nugget is the guidance package, which in this case contains all of the PDF-only documents. If we download the complete guidance package, we can see that the package includes the guidance, the quick reference posters, and the localization bits. Lastly, if we select the hands-on lab package, we find the hands-on lab manuals and the hands-on lab package. The latter contains all of the samples, configuration scripts, and set up notes that will allow you to recreate a ranger's base hands-on lab environment for this project. To conclude, here are some useful references. If you are interested in the Visual Studio LM Rangers and or our solutions, please visit us on MSDN on the Rangers landing page. If you have questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us. Thank you for your attention.